So let's start with people from the UK. They need a visa to get into Bahrain, like most nationalities, but it's pretty straightforward with the e-visa system.
So no trips to the embassy or piles of paperwork.
Right, you can do it all online. And they have different types of e-visas specifically for people from the UK for all kinds of trips, vacations, business, visiting family.
Sounds like you've got it all covered.
Yes. So, of course, the first thing you'll need is a valid passport. It has to be good for at least 6 months after you get to Bahrain.
No getting around that one.
Nope. And you'll also need proof of onward travel, like your return ticket or an itinerary for where you're going after Bahrain.
Okay, so a plane ticket or something that shows you're leaving Bahrain.
Right. And they want to know where you'll be staying, so a hotel confirmation or an invitation from someone in Bahrain is really helpful.
It's all about showing that you have a real reason to be in Bahrain.
Exactly. And the last big thing is proof that you have enough money to cover your expenses while you're there.
So bank statements, credit card statements, or a letter from your work, basically.
Right. They just want to know you can take care of yourself financially.
Makes sense. So if you have all that ready, how do you actually apply for the visa?
It's all done online through their e-visa portal. It's designed to be really easy to use, so you shouldn't have any problems figuring it out.
And first, you fill out the application with all your information, right?
Yes. Make sure that everything you put in the application matches your passport perfectly.
Got it.
Then you upload all those documents we've been talking about. Passport, itinerary, accommodation, proof of funds, everything goes in there.
So you upload it all, make sure it's all correct, and then click submit.
Exactly. And then you pay the fee online. You can usually use a credit card or a debit card, and their system is secure, so you don't have to worry about your information.
So you submit everything and pay the fee, and then you just wait.
Well, yeah, you wait for a decision, but the Bahrain visa system is pretty fast, so you shouldn't have to wait too long.
And of course, if you're in a hurry, you can pay extra for faster processing.
Exactly. But let's say your visa application gets denied. What do you do?
Oh, that would be terrible.
Right.
But what do you do in that situation?
Well, first look at the reason they gave for denying it. If it's an easy fix, like a missing document or a mistake on the form, you can just fix it and apply again.
Okay, so sometimes it's an easy fix, but what if it's something more serious?
If you're not sure what to do, you can contact the Bahraini embassy or a consulate in the UK. They can help you with the process and answer any questions.
Okay, good to know. So there are people you can talk to if you need help.
Yes. And don't forget about the FAQ section on their website. It might answer your question without having to contact anyone.
Good tip. So we've talked about the practical side of things, but why are people from the UK even interested in going to Bahrain?
It's a really cool mix of ancient history and modern stuff. They have forts and burial mounds from the Dilmun civilization, which was one of the oldest in that area.
Wow, that's ancient.
And then you have the Bahrain World Trade Center, which is a really cool modern building. It's like a symbol of the country's drive to be innovative.
So it's a mix of old and new. What about the people?
The Bahraini people are known for being very welcoming and hospitable. They're happy to share their culture with visitors.
So it sounds like a great place to visit. It has history, modern attractions, and friendly people.
Exactly.